Clue 3. Art and Design. Exercise 1B, page 138.
Art in Advertising. In the 1890s, newspapers and magazines started including small ads for products. Also, theatres began using large posters to advertise their plays. They would usually have an amazing picture and a small amount of text. In fact, many of the first advertisers were actually famous artists, and in some cases, they started working in advertising before they became famous. A good example of this is Belgian artist René Magritte. Before he found success as a painter, he designed posters and adverts in the Art Deco style for fashion houses. The Czech artist Alphonse Mucha was another painter who became famous for his Art Nouveau poster advertisements. He created beautiful posters for theatres in Paris, as well as ads for luxury products. They usually featured a woman with flowing hair and a decorative pattern or flowers. A lot of American artists worked in advertising too. For example, Edward Hopper, who didn't want people to know he made adverts, created paintings for companies such as American Locomotive. These paintings, in the realist style, look very similar to his well-known paintings. And these days, critics consider them serious pieces of art. Georgia O'Keeffe, whose art often showed nature such as flowers, plants, and desert scenes, did some work for the Dole Pineapple Company. In fact, these images appeared in Vogue magazine. By the 1960s, many companies knew that using a famous artist for their ads made people think of quality and luxury and raised their product above the rest. Some firms paid a lot of money to have ads created by famous artists, such as Willem de Kooning, Salvador Dali, and even Pablo Picasso. Their ads excited people, and the companies and products also got more respect because of it. Artists were promoting a product with their name in the same way that celebrities and influencers do today. This relationship also worked the other way round, with products giving artists ideas for their paintings. The pop art movement is a good example of this, especially Andy Warhol and his Campbell's soup can series. These paintings weren't adverts, but celebrations of modern life, and they actually became some of the most famous works of art in the world.